just curious about what kind of person she is.
Is she a full-blown whoop-de-loo or what?
She's a nice girl.
She's so funny.
She's the worst person I've ever met.
What'd she say her name was?
It's Mornings with Amber.
Ah, got it. There she is.
Uh-oh, here she comes. Ain't nothing sweeter than a
Georgia peaches. It's Mornings with Amber on Froggy 92.9.
Hi, good morning. It's my favorite day. It's Thursday, April 25th. It is the 116th day of the year. 250 days remaining until the end of the year. Today is NFL draft day. You can watch the draft on ABC, ESPN, and NFL Network starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Chicago Bears are on the clock first. So whatever. Sports, right? Well, coming up on this show is facepalm of the day. A woman stabbed her boyfriend in the butt with a very unusual object. Full stories next.
Mornings with Amber on Froggy 92.9.
Ridiculous. It's silly.
That's what we love about it.
Blah! What are you doing?
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Time now for the face palm of the day. The stories that make you go,
go!
On Froggy 92.9.
Love, love, love when I read a face palm story out of my home state. Just kidding. Don't love that. But cops near Augusta, Georgia got a call about a domestic dispute Sunday night. Unfortunately, there had been a stabbing. My dad calls it stabbins. The victim was in the middle of a big argument with his on-again-off-again girlfriend when things turned a little physical. She grabbed a fork and stabbed him in the butt with the fork. Stick a fork in me because I am done with this relationship. Now, she told police she just poked his butt. A little poke. But this man described it as a full-on stabbing. Thankfully, it sounds like he'll survive the butt stabbing with the fork. They could have arrested her for assault, but she left and the boyfriend decided not to press charges. Cops said they advised the man on how to get a temporary restraining order so none of these fork butt poking slash stabbings happen again. Can you imagine? Either way, getting stabbed or poked in the butt with a fork, it can't feel great, right?
When you listen to country music morning, noon, and night, you can trust Mornings with Amber to get you started off right.
It gets me going and energized and ready to start the day.
Weekdays 5 to 10 a.m.
on Froggy 92.9.
Trend it out.
On Froggy 92.9.
Some great news from downtown Santa Rosa. You will be able to hop aboard a new trolley service connecting Old Courthouse Square and Railroad Square beginning next month. Rose E is a really cute name. An electric trolley will roll onto city streets May 15th and provide stops at shopping and dining destinations, hotels, and at the Sonoma Marin Area Rapid Transit Station. It will operate 5 times a week, run through September 29th as a part of a pilot program launched by the Downtown Action Organization. The trolley can seat 12 passengers and will be free to ride. Service will start ahead of the highly anticipated return of the Luther Burbank Rose Parade and Festival on May 18th. And as the summer event season typically takes over Courthouse Square kicks off. More details about the route and program can be found online at downtownsantarosa.org/trolley. Well, yesterday, President Joe Biden signed a bill that could ban TikTok in the United States. Congress packaged the clause in a bill that contained aid to Israel and Ukraine. So what does the legislation mean? Well, ByteDance, the Chinese parent company of TikTok, must sell the app within 270 days or the social media site will be banned from the U.S. app stores and internet hosting services. Biden could extend the deadline by 90 days if TikTok hasn't found a new owner but made significant progress toward the goal. But TikTok is threatening legal action, the company's CEO told users in a video. Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We're confident and we'll keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts in the Constitution are on our side and we expect to prevail. Well, I got some big news if you're a big fan of The Man in Black.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Johnny Cash has a new album coming this summer, more than 20 years after his death. It's called songwriter, and it's going to be out on June 28th. It's a collection of 11 original songs that he wrote and recorded. It's demos from 1993. He passed away a decade later in 2003. Only two of them have ever been released in any form, Drive On and Like a Soldier. They were both on his American Recordings album in 1994. The other nine songs are brand new, or brand new to us anyway. He wrote them over 30 years ago, like I said, but his son, John Carter Cash, found the demos and rounded up a bunch of musicians to help flesh them out. They released the first track from it already. It's called Well, All Right.
Hey, here we go again.
Mornings with Amber.
I can't help but sing along.
Froggy 92.9.
Today is actually Hairstylist Appreciation Day. So send your hairstylist a very sweet text message or buy them some flowers. You know, today is a day to honor our hairstylists for their passion and commitment to making us, you people, feel their best. And I always like to remind people that hairstylists are professionals. There is a science to dyeing and cutting hair. They've had lots of schooling and training to do what they do. It's not often that the average person can do their hair. And that is a reminder that sometimes when you try to do your hair at home, you can tend to botch it. And this has happened to me on multiple occasions. My mom tried to get me to cut her hair once. My friend has tried to get me to do some complicated dyes on her and never did it turn out well. And I was always so upset. Why can't you guys just go to a hairstylist? They're professionals. So that's why I appreciate my hairstylist so much. Her name is Lindsay. She works at Ritual Salon. And I've seen other people at Ritual Salon as well, and they're all wonderful there. So if you are looking for a hairstylist, I highly recommend. This isn't an ad. I pay money to go there. They're just great. So I appreciate you guys so much at Ritual Salon in Santa Rosa. So I want to know, do you or someone you know botch their hair at home? Did you color your hair at home and it turned out terrible? Did you try to perm your hair at home? What's your story? 6361 HOP. I got Elizabeth from Petaluma on the phone. Did you try to do your hair at home, Elizabeth?
I did when I was little. I used Kool-Aid packets.
Okay. What happened with the Kool-Aid packets?
Well, I have blonde hair and I really wanted my hair to be red. So, like, I used Kool-Aid packets because it was, like, the thing to do back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out like a purple because I used the wrong color. I just washed it out and it came out in a couple of tries, but I still had to walk around with like purple hair.
Yeah. What did people say? I mean, you said you had to walk around with purple hair, so were people talking about it?
They're like, well, what'd you do? What happened? They were like, what tragic thing happened? I was like, oh no, it was just me. It was my mistake. And people made fun of me for a couple of days, but I don't even think I went to school for like one whole day because of it.
Someone said, what tragic thing happened? That's terrible.
Mornings sound better with country.
It's Mornings with Amber.
Country mornings are the best mornings.
On Froggy 92.9.
TikTok.
If you haven't heard of the TikTok app,
it's the app popping up on phones everywhere.
TikTok, TikTok.
The TikTok app.
TikTok has 500 million active users.
This is a TikTok trend going viral.
Put that on TikTok.
Joe Biden has signed a bill that could potentially ban TikTok in the U.S. Now, TikTok's owner, ByteDance, has a year to sell the app or face a ban. U.S. government officials believe ByteDance, the China-based company, may be stealing personal information. But TikTok plans to challenge the decision in court. But with this impending ban, possible ban, I will say, what's the weirdest or funniest TikTok video you've seen ever? What made it so shocking or weird? Because there's some weird stuff on the internet. I mean, do you remember the whole, it's con? When the boy was talking about how much he loved corn and then someone made a song out of it. Man, that went away fast, but it was just full force there. All you were hearing is corn stuff, corn videos. Everything was about corn for like 3 months straight. Like one little boy and one internet video drove up corn sales in America, rescued the corn. I'm just kidding. Okay, so I want to hear What's a TikTok video that just really took over your life? What's the weirdest or funniest thing you've seen on TikTok? 6361-HOP, 707-636-1467. I got Matt from Healdsburg on the phone. What's the craziest TikTok video you've seen, Matt?
There's a guy that put a mayonnaise jar on an escalator and then sings mayonnaise on an escalator. And it is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. And it is a joke in our house. Anytime we see an escalator, we go, is there mayonnaise on that one? It's mayonnaise on an escalator heading up to see you later. And it is just that. And it's set to like a rock song.
Mayonnaise on an escalator. It's going upstairs, so see you later.
Watch the sun go up, then hear your radio go up.
Loudness is necessary.
Because it's Mornings with Amber.
On Froggy 92.9.
It's wine o'clock somewhere, so pour yourself a glass. It's time to whine about it with Amber on Froggy 92.9.
This story is probably one of the more crazy ones I've talked about. But a woman named Ivy says that she makes her guests go to the bathroom in her yard. Because letting them go to the bathroom inside is too unsanitary. And she went over all of this in a very well-detailed, documented TikTok. Here's what she said.
I require all my guests to use the bathroom outside. I used to let my friends use the bathroom in my house, but I've since learned how unsanitary that is. I require guests to put on these foot covers, and first-timers are required to read the rules. It's pretty simple. You just dig a hole, do what you have to do, and put your toilet paper on top. I provide seeds that must be placed inside to keep my garden growing, and once that's placed inside, you cover it up with the dirt you dug up, and then place some leaves on top. The last thing you have to do is mark the spot with one of these sticks. I do live in Arizona, and it gets really hot, so I provide a bucket with refreshments and snacks that visitors can snack on while using the bathroom. Once that's done, they can take the covers off their feet and wash them in this bucket. Then they have to place them in this jar so that the next guest can use them. Once my guest is done using the bathroom, I require them to sign this journal. And I do respectfully ask for tips because maintaining this area can get a little expensive.
I'm sorry, this is the quickest way to get me to stop coming over to your house. If someone asked me to do this, if one of my friends asked me to do this, I would laugh in their face and leave. Or I would say, hey, we need to go to the bathroom before we go over to Ivy's house. To be honest with you, I don't need someone's friendship this bad. We have modern plumbing for a reason, and if you can't keep your bathroom sanitized with cleaning and bleach and things like that, then that is your problem, not mine. I also love how she said unsanitary, but she's having people use the bathroom in her yard. Like, I beg your finest pardon, madam. I'm using your toilet even if it destroys our friendship. And you're making them tip you $20 after they did all the work to help keep your garden growing? No. I don't think we're doing this. That's one thing I really dislike about TikTok is it allows people like this to post about these absolutely outrageous things, like saying you make your friends follow these crazy rules and go to the bathroom in your yard instead of using your toilet because you can't keep your bathroom clean. I'm just losing my mind. I mean, it's one thing to ask people to, like, you know, hey, we're a shoe-free household. That's understandable. That's totally fine. You don't want shoes in your house. But it's another thing. We don't even want you using our bathroom. Come on. So what are your thoughts on this? Have you ever heard anything like this? Maybe you do something like this. I would love to know your reasons why. I doubt there's literally anyone else in the world like this woman named Ivy. But thoughts? Comments? 6361-HOP. 707-636-1467.
Country music first thing in the morning. Mornings with Amber.
Hey. On Froggy 92.9.
So who do you wish could make one more album or would make one more album? Maybe it's someone that's no longer with us or a band that broke up or someone that's just no longer making music anymore. And I'm asking this because Johnny Cash has a new album coming out this summer.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Now, of course, it comes more than 20 years after his death, but it's called Songwriter. It's going to be out June 28th. And his son, John Carter Cash, found a ton of these unreleased demos. A few of the songs we've heard, but a few of them were unfinished. So he rounded up a bunch of musicians to flesh them out and finish the song. So we're getting a new Johnny Cash album. And I definitely feel this way about a lot of bands and musicians, but I mostly feel this way about Led Zeppelin. The truth is, we will never get another Led Zeppelin album. It's not going to happen. I should just forget about it. They've definitely said it before. We won't do any sort of reunion. I mean, Robert Plant's going to go on tour with Alison Krauss. He's got other bands he's in. But one more Led Zeppelin album would be absolutely incredible. But who do you wish would or could make one more album? I asked on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. And here's what you said. Diane from Windsor said Waylon Jennings.
The only two things in life that make it worth living.
Not a bad choice. And then we've got Kimberly from Murder Park who said John Lennon.
Imagine all the people.
And then Wendy from Santa Rosa left a comment, an absolute heater. She said Michael Jackson, Tupac, Elvis, Prince. She said, I can go on if you want. Go for it, girl.
If you wake up from bed, but your brain is still asleep.
Did you put the milk back in the pantry?
You need to wake the butt up with Mornings with Amber. Weekday mornings on Froggy.
You may want your keys.
92.9.
A funny little silly discussion this morning. Is butter a condiment? 6361 Hop. It's one of those conversations that, yes, it's kind of a dumb topic, but it has seemed to take the internet by storm this week. And everyone seems to have an opinion on this and has definitely voiced their opinion. So is butter a condiment? I mean, if you really think about it, it is a condiment. Yes, you use it for cooking too. So to me, it's both an ingredient and a condiment. I think that's the simplest answer that can solve the fights online. I mean, it's commonly used as spread. So it can be also melted and used as a condiment. Like I said, use it for baking. If I could pick one, is it an ingredient or condiment? I would say it's a condiment. But which team are you on? Condiment or ingredient? I took a poll on the Froggy Instagram story at Froggy929 asking, do you think butter's a condiment, yes or no? And it's almost 50-50 right now, 50-50 split. But right now, 52% of you said yes, it is a condiment. So why do you think that is? Either send me a message over on our socials at Froggy929 Facebook and Instagram explaining your answer on why you think it's a condiment or not, or call right now and let's discuss. 6361 Hop.
You pour the coffee. We'll play the country.
Country music first thing in the morning.
The best start to my day.
We've got your mornings covered. Mornings with Amber.
Country mornings are the best mornings.
On Froggy 92.9.
Today's country, Froggy 92.9. It's Mornings with Amber. And in the studio this morning is Fridge.
That's right. They call me Fridge.
From Cooperage. It's Cooperage Brewing, right?
Cooperage Brewing Company, yeah.
Perfect. Tell me what you do at Cooperage, Fridge.
I am a sales representative. I actually service a good portion of Sonoma County. I've been doing that for the last year and a half almost, mm-hmm. and it's been a real rad time. I mean, I get to sell craft beer to the people. So.
Yeah. So people will recognize you if they saw you in public, you think?
As far as local celebrities go, I'm probably on like the D-minus list, but I have a red mullet and I'm a large man, so I'm very recognizable.
Why do they call you Fridge?
I've been keeping it chill since 1990, but, there's a long legend that goes along with that that we may not have time to go into today.
Okay. I love a good legend. You're the man, the myth, the legend, literally.
I try. Okay. I aspire to be. I'm feeling pretty good about it today.
You also told me that you'll never reveal your real name and that your mom has a funny, you said you made a joke about what your mom calls you when you're in trouble.
Well, you know, everyone calls me Fridge, but my mom calls me Refrigerator when I'm in trouble. That's my full name. Mr. Fridge, that's my dad. But
Mr. Fridge is your dad.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you coming in the studio this morning with your lovely personality, but we are here talking for a reason. We've got Coop Mania 3 coming up.
Oh, yeah. This Saturday.
Yeah. I can't believe it's already here.
I know. I'm so excited. We look forward to this event all year, and it's going to be a great time, guaranteed. It's all about eating tacos, watching wrestling, and dancing. So it's going to be one to go to the history books for sure.
Yeah.
We're very excited about this year. We always up the ante. It's going to be an amazing time.
This year has a new component, which is charity. You're selling tickets for the first time.
Right.
Tell us about this charity.
So it is a ticketed event. It's going to go from noon to 6:30, and there are going to be $5 tickets for adults. Kids are still free, though. They can come in for free. And 100% of the proceeds is going to benefit Hayas del Campo. They're a local nonprofit that supports migrant farm workers and their families. And it's kind of a good way to support the Latino community and kind of give up to the Mexican heritage that goes along with the Lucha Libre wrestling that we're going to have featured at the event. So
that's so exciting, and I love that you're incorporating the charity into Coop Mania this year. Wonderful family event. I've gone every year, and I am going to be judging the taco competition this
That's
year.
Awesome.
I'm sure you get a lot of tacos too. So tell me about that component of Coop Mania.
Yeah, so not only is it a wrestling extravaganza and musical oriented event, there will be several food vendors that are coming out to compete in the Taco Fest aspect of the day. And we're going to have our defending champions, Tacos Don Pepe, returning. We're going to have Galvin's Eatery, who won for the first year, I believe. We're going to have Camacho's. That's a, you know, Southern style or a Northern style. No, Southern style barbecue competition. And Tita's Cuisine. We're going to have Bayou's Burger and Birria coming through. Brunch Boys. We're going to have Sita's Kitchen and the Merca de Taco Taters.
That's totally made up.
Yeah, that one I'm totally brutalizing. I'm so sorry, guys. Mercadito Caters.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's going to be a host of amazing food vendors there, and they're all going to be bringing their A game, trying to compete for the best taco. And you're going to be part of the deciding factor there.
That's scary. I can't believe you got to trust me enough to do this. I have someone's fate in my palate. Do you have any advice for me? Because I'll be eating a lot of tacos.
For sure. I mean,
and I'm not going to just take a bite. I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Oh, 100%.
Right.
I mean, as they say, the old saying goes, you know, it's a marathon, not a race, or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
that's good advice.
It's not a sprint. It's a marathon, I mean to say. Definitely cleanse your palate with a bit of Cooperage beer in between tacos. I think that's the solid advice there. We're going to have an amazing corn lager available that day called El Cupacabra. That is going to be super refreshing and probably the perfect palate cleanser between tacos.
I think so.
And flaming hot sauces as well.
Oh, no. Luckily, I'm from the South. I can handle the heat.
Okay, I was wondering. How are you with the spice?
I can handle it. Luckily, I'm going to have to go home for a little bit after the taco tasting.
Oh, we're all going to have to go home and take a big nap after eating all these tacos all day.
But luckily, the fest does last all day. So
yeah.
If you need to take a breather and come back, you can, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we're going to be wristbanding folks, so you can leave and come back if you wanted. It's going from, you know, noon to 6:30, as I was saying. And, you know, it's going to be kind of kicking it off with this incredible mariachi-type band called Los Yanes. And they're going to be playing from noon to 3. Then the main event starts at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Goes till 6:30, and that's with the Pro Wrestling Revolution. They're an intense group of Lucha Libre wrestlers that are really the stars of our third annual Coop Mania. We even have a special beer to honor them and last year's Taco Fest winners, Tacos Don Pepe, called Coop Mania, and it's a West Coast IPA that I just tried yesterday, and it is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's one of the best beers we've ever made.
You think so?
I think so. I think every day we get better at making quality brews, and this IPA I'm extremely excited about. So it's going to be pretty easy to sell for me. So it's going to be an easy sales week.
I'm excited about that for you.
For sure.
I'm also excited to try it. I don't live very far from Cooperage. It's about a mile and a half from where I live. So sometimes I walk my dog and have a beer, and I'm just like, I'm at Cooperage, and it's like a wonderful spot.
Oh, it is.
On a beautiful day.
If you haven't been to Cooperage, you're missing out. It is a great place to bring the whole family. I mean, we have vintage video games there. We got big Connect 4 we just got this last week, a giant version. It's like as tall as me, practically. we play, you know, easy listening music.
Yeah.
The bartenders are curt, but they're also friendly. Well,
yeah, so they get it done.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, at the end of the day, we're gonna have this cumbia musician wrapping it up with the vibrant cumbia rhythms of Los Alegres Callejeros. I believe that's how you pronounce it. They're gonna be, you know, bringing us home from 6:30 to close. And after 6:30, the event is free, so you can arrive after the wrestling if you want. And
cool,
you don't have to pay the $5, but you should because it supports a great cause.
Exactly. It's such a welcoming place and a great experience and for the whole family. And when I went to Coop Mania in previous years, there were kids, there were dogs, families. So if you're looking for something to do this Saturday, I definitely recommend. And there's tons of delicious food as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is one not to miss, definitely. You know, I just hope to see everyone there. And I'm not sure if we're planning on giving some tickets out.
Perhaps. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you're down to do that, we can do that, and I'll put their name on a list, and I'll be the one that has the list right there working the door. So
okay, perfect. So, yeah, let's give away those tickets right now. If you've been listening and you know what Fridge's mom calls him when he's in trouble, then you win these tickets.
Heck yeah.
So call if you know what Fridge's mom calls him when he's in trouble at 636-1-HOP. That's 707-636-1467. And you win a pair of tickets for free into Coop Mania 3.
It's going to be a real good time, guaranteed, folks.
That's perfect. Well, Fridge, you want to take us out?
You're listening to Mornings with Amber on Froggy 92.9. I'll see you at Coop Mania 3 this Saturday.
I can't get my day started without a little bit of music to just brighten my mood.
Mornings with Amber.
It helps to get me energized and ready to start my day.
On Froggy 92.9.
This might be a weird and uncomfortable question for you, but do you wear your underwear you wore all day to bed as well? This seems to be one of those hot topics online right now. I got people calling in and like, why are you talking about this stuff? Because I think it's funny and interesting. This is something you could talk about with your friends at dinner or over beers, and it's just a funny icebreaker conversation topic, right? Well, I think so. To be honest with you, to answer this question, I wear fresh pajamas to bed every single night. I also take a quick shower at night because getting into bed dirty is one of the number one things that I hate. I cannot stand. It also keeps your sheets cleaner longer, and I hate the feeling of dirty sheets. I just love going to bed fresh. It's my favorite time of the day when I'm crawling into bed. I'm in my nice clean pajamas. I'm going to do like a lesson on Duolingo, maybe read a little bit, mess around on my phone. It's the best time of the night. I'm not going to mess that up by wearing dirty clothes. But I did ask on Facebook, facebook.com/morningswithamber, do you wear your underwear you wore all day to bed? And Emily from Santa Rosa says, yes, underwear is good for 24 hours. I want to rewear my PJs a few times before I wash them. Okay, that's fine. You're saving water by not washing your clothes so often, so I respect that. Amy from Sebastopol said, no underwear to bed, let freedom ring. And then Ashley from Katati says, no, I take a quick shower before bed. I like to rinse off the day. It helps me sleep better. Ashley and I are cut from the same cloth.
From the top of the morning all the way to the bottom.
What is going on?
It's Mornings with Amber
on Froggy 92.9.
Froggy 92.9. It's Mornings with Amber. Have you been hearing very strange noises just coming from nature? Loud sounds coming from the trees, possibly the skies. Well, it turns out those are trillions of cicadas, and more are set to hatch here in the U.S. over the next few weeks. It's very common on the East Coast, mostly from Georgia to Wisconsin, but I've been hearing it here in California. And I stepped out of work one day and I said, are those cicadas? What are they doing here? It's a big one this time, with two separate 17-year and 13-year broods. And once again, people are wondering, what's that crazy noise? So much, there's a sheriff's office in Newberry, South Carolina, and they had asked people on Facebook to stop filing noise complaints. Here are some of the audio we're getting on the East Coast.
They sound like a buzzing and like a clicking noise.
Like during the day, it just sounds like a high-pitched humming, but at night, it sounds like a jungle.
Exceptionally loud right now. They were out pretty good in our neighborhood.
Well, they said several people have called to report some kind of siren or some weird roaring sound that was really loud, and they didn't know what it was. But the sheriff wants people to know it's just cicadas. Filing the report won't do any good because, unfortunately, it's the sound of nature. You can't stop them. There's trillions of them. So the sheriff's office had to ask people to stop calling 911 and filing noise complaints over the bugs. But have you been hearing this noise in and around Sonoma County? Let me know. 636-1-HOP.
I love a little yeehaw in the morning.
Mornings with Amber wakes the fun up.
Country Mornings
on Froggy 92.9.
I'm headed out for the day. I am starving, so if you have a recommendation for me to get some breakfast this morning, let me know your favorite spot to grab or get breakfast by sending me a message, facebook.com/froggy929. What else? Oh, if you missed the conversation with Fridge from Cooperage this morning, you can head to froggy929.com. Find Mornings with Amber on Demand. It's actually a little link for it up on the homepage. Or you can go to Mornings with Amber, click down menu and find Mornings with Amber on Demand. I will upload the full conversation after the show. So again, that's at froggy929.com. All right, I got nothing else for you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy. Mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy.